Tov Chevra, Gevalt, Erev Yom Kippur. It's almost like it's got the sweetness of Yom Kippur itself. Just a few minhagim, halachas. First of all, it's good to go to the mikvah. Shulchan Aruch writes the minhag chashuv to go to the mikvah, Erev Yom Kippur. If you haven't yet done kaparot, either on your chicken or on a rubber chicken or on money, whatever your minhag is, it's a good thing to do, a very important thing to do. Erev Yom Kippur, ask forgiveness if you have done anything wrong to anyone. And there's a halacha, not a minhag, to eat a suda or two, or just be eating the whole day. So after this little gadol story, anyone wants is invited to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. It's like a suda. It's like a suda sachag. So b'tzalat Hashem, yeah. So it's a minhag. The Ramah writes that it's a strong minhag, and even if we don't really understand it, it's like korbano. Somehow the chicken itself is like going to remind you to do tshuva, just like the korbanos used to remind you to do tshuva, and the Arizal says it's a beautiful thing to do. And at the same time, the Shulchan Aruch himself writes that it's not a good minhag. And because it's, and if you ask me personally, I don't like the way that they treat the chickens. So Lamaisa, some rabbis say you should do it, like the Rama and the Arizal. Some rabbis say you shouldn't do it, like the Shulchan Aruch. Whatever you want to do, the Pinyan Halacha writes, whatever your minhag is, it's good. Whatever you choose is awesome. If you don't do it with the chicken, you could do it with money. And that's totally fine. If someone's looking for tzedakah, a place to give, I know a lot of good poor people who are good people. If anybody wants to give tzedakah. Okay, gadol story of the day, because I don't know if I'm going to see you guys before Sukkot. I hope I do. And the story is, according to the Bava Rebbe, the highest gadol story, the highest Hasidic story out there. So Gevalt. They even based a movie on it. You'll see. So Rav Nachum Mitrinoval, he was very, very poor, like all good Hasidic stories. And he had nothing, and his children were starving. But he had one possession. What did he have? He had the tefillin of the Baal Shem Tov. He happened to have the tefillin that was passed down from the Baal Shem Tov himself. And his wife, Fegele, would always say, Nachum, sell the tefillin. Your children are starving. And he would say, I can't. It's the tefillin of the Baal Shem Tov. So one sukkis. No one in Chernobyl has an etrog. They're very expensive. And there's one man who's selling an etrog and lulav. It's the only one in town. And Rav Nachum knows, he knows he's got to sell the tefillin of the Baal Shem Tov to get himself a lulav and etrog for the whole town, for all of Am Yisrael. So he sells the tefillin, and he gets the etrog, and he comes home to his wife, and he says, Fegele, you don't understand, you should dance from here until Mashiach. I have a lulav and etrog. No one has a lulav etrog except for me. And she said, that's amazing. Where'd you get it? He says, I sold the tefillin. And she says, what? You sold the tefillin? Our children, they're mamish, they're starving, and you sold the tefillin? Our children could have, for a few days of a mitzvah. Are you crazy? And she takes the etrog. She's burning with anger. She throws it on the floor. And the pitom breaks. Gevalt and Rav Nachum. You can imagine the anger that he's feeling in that moment. Mamish. And you can imagine the harata that she's feeling at that moment, that Fegele is feeling. Gevalt. And Rav Nachum says, Fegi, once we had tefillin, we don't have tefillin. Once we had an etrog, now we don't have an etrog. But we have each other. So let's go get breakfast. Gevalt. Fine. Gevalt. So we should all be zoicha to David Hashem to take away our anger. Our anger comes from our averos. We should have no averos, no anger. Hashem should mechaper and metaher and purify us inside and outside. Without Hashem, should have a pure, pure, happy, happy.